This is the story of an orphan girl. Hadassah, for that was her name at birth, had no place to go when her parents died. She had only one relative, a cousin. Cousin Mordecai, who worked in the great palace of the king. Being a little girl, Hadassah needed a home to live in, warm food every day, and most important, someone to love her. How happy she must have been when Mordecai took her home to live with him.
Well, now, let us think a moment, child. I'm a bit old to be a cousin. Suppose you call me Uncle Mordecai, and I shall call you Esther. It means star. That's my prayer for you, child, that your life shall be like a shining star.
God heard the prayer of Mordecai's heart. As the years passed, Esther grew into a beautiful young woman who loved God and never ceased to honor him. One day, the capital city of Shushan buzzed with the news that the royal crown had been taken from the Lady Vashti, that Xerxes, king of all Persia, would seek a new queen.
What is it? News from the palace?
What is it?
Let me see.
Well, this will cause a stir throughout the kingdom.
You mean just any girl can be queen?
Without even being a princess first?
That's what it says.
No sense to it. No sense at all.
Since when has the king required a reason for his actions?
My daughter, my own daughter, could be queen.
Really, Deborah?
Well, why not? She has as good a chance as anyone.
Narrow as an Egyptian obelisk where she shouldn't be, broad as an ox where she shouldn't be, and you've said yourself that she has the disposition of a camel.
That evening, Esther was preparing supper when Mordecai burst into the house.
Uncle Mordecai, you've been running. You promised.
There are more important matters this day.
What could be more important than your health?
The old man seemed not to hear. Brushing a strand of white hair from his eyes, he studied his adopted daughter as though he hadn't seen her for a long time.
What is it? Are you ill? Did you stand too long in the sun?
Oh, no, nothing like that. Esther, you need a new robe. Aishan has some nice cloth. I'll see that he makes us a special price.
A new robe?
Yes, and a new pair of sandals with silver buckles.
Well, that's very nice of you, but why?
A new edict of King Xerxes was posted in the marketplace today.
What is it now? Would the king have us plant vineyards on the housetops of Shushan? Or walk about on stilts?
Why must you always make light of such matters?
Oh, forgive me, Uncle. What was the proclamation?
A new queen will be sought among the women of the land.
Oh, well, it's to be expected.
But the new queen will not be chosen from the royal houses. Every maiden throughout the empire who is fair to look upon will have an audience with the king and the opportunity to win his favor.
What fun for his majesty.
A great opportunity for all young women to consider.
Oh, you can't mean me.
Why not?
Oh, Uncle Mordecai, you can't be serious. In the first place, I'm not a Persian, but an Israelite girl.
Your race need not be shouted from the housetops.
Uncle!
Now, you were born and reared in Shushan. Your ways are those of Persia. Inwardly an Israelite, yes, but just supposing you were chosen, you need not tell the king that you're an Israelite.
Oh, Uncle Mordecai, do you realize what you're suggesting?
Esther, child, do you doubt my love?
Oh, no, but how can you think of such a thing?
When your parents died, I promised to raise you as my daughter. Perhaps I have failed. An old man finds it hard at times to think in the ways of a growing girl. But Esther, we Israelites are strangers in Persia, a mere handful. It would be good for our people to have a friend in the palace. As queen, you would have the king's ear.
But, Uncle, I have not the beauty required of a queen. My face is round as a melon, and my skin is tinted by the sun.
2 days hence, the maidens of Shushan are to gather in the marketplace for inspection. Will you take your place among them, Esther, for our people?
for me?
Oh.
For God?
Oh, yes, Uncle. Yes, I will. Oh,
bless you, my child. And may you find favor in King Xerxes' eyes.
So it came to pass, when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, and when many maidens were gathered under the palace of Shushan, Esther was brought also unto the king's house, to the custody of Haggai, keeper of the women.